last week, we discussed a little bit about Emunah being the beginning and end. Spoke a little bit about Emunah being the beginning of Avodas Hashem and the tachlis of Avodas Hashem. Along those lines, just in terms of why Emunah is the tachlis, and how do we have simanim to the fact that it's the tachlis? The Torah tells us very clearly, "V'yadata hayoyim ha'shevosa al vavacha ki Hashem hu elokim shmaya mima v'latz v'tachas." Ein oid. That a person by Matan Torah, he came to the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, that Hashem is Elohim, and that there's nobody else but Him. Zei HaKadosh says that this pasuk is koilel the entire Emunah. So if a person wants to know what Emunah is, which we'll get to in subsequent weeks in Mikzah Hashem, just the details of Emunah, we'll touch upon it today as well. Everything is encapsulated in that pasuk. And the emes is that we say that every single day. When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right there we have the essence of Emunah. Is that Shema Yisrael means that every Yid needs to know and understand two things: Hashem Elokeinu and Hashem Echad. Many times we roll through saying Kriya Shema every single day without taking note of the fact that these are two separate Emunahs, and they have their own separate Yitzharas, which we'll explain a little bit today. But there's two things which are here. These two things, of Hashem Elokeinu and Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu is the belief that a Yid needs to know that Hashem is our God. That we're the Am HaNivchar. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from the other nations. Hashem Echad is the degree of our Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of who He is, what is included in Him, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Echad. Echad is the one word which the Ramchal says, which is the closest to how or to who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But even that word Echad doesn't suffice. It's just the best word which we have to depict Him. It's Hashem Elokeinu, and then there's Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu has its own klipa or yitzahara, and that's called Mitzrayim, or Yishmol in Esav. The fact that Hashem is our God, there are kitrugim in that. Not everybody believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of Israel. The Christians say, no, it's our God. And the Ishmaelim say, it's our God. So these two, I would say, nations of the world, who are considered to be the Rosh of the Umos HaOlam, which is Esav and Edom, they claim that Hashem is not the God of the Jewish people. Christians is considered to be Edom, and Yishmaelim, of course, is Yishmael. And the reason why they claim more than any other nation is because they're Balidin. Because Yishmael comes from Avram, and Esav comes from Yitzhak, and therefore they're the closest to Yitzhak / Yaakov. So they have a tefiyah. They say, we're also B'nai Avram and Yitzhak. How can you say that it belongs to you? They have a shaychis to this, at least on some level, to the Messiah, to a certain degree. They're excluded, of course. It's Chazal, ki bi Yitzhak yikare lechazara. Bi Yitzhak v'lo v'kol Yitzhak. That it was limited and only given to Yaakov. But because they have a shaychis, they have a tefiyah. So for the first Emunah of Hashem Elokeinu is the idea that a Yid needs to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the Jewish people and nobody else. And standing at the head of that is Esav and Yishmael. And then there's the klipa of Amalek, which is Keneged Hashem Echad. Amalek is the kfira which tries to limit or to take away from the title of Achdus that Hashem has. To take a bite out of the Dalin and to turn it to Acher. That He's not just an Echad. There's other gods besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu. that kfira, Amalek will admit, they're ready to admit that Hashem is the God of the Jewish people, but not the way you think that he's God. That he's not really Echad in the true sense of Echad. And they try to take a bite out of Echad. That's why El Acher is Gematria Amalek. Because they proclaim that there's other gods also. Maybe the Jewish God. But there's also gods also. There's room for other gods. The Emunah that there's no room for anything else. There's no other gods other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's how we do Melchama against Amalek. And connected these two things of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we have the two mitzvot which HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed himself to the Jewish people on HaSinai, which is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yielecha. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha means I am Hashem, your God. That's connected Hashem Elokeinu. The mitzvah of Lo Yielecha L'Himachem Apanai, that's connected Amalek and that's connected Hashem Echad. But there's no room for other gods. Not just don't believe in any other God. There is no other God. There's only Hashem Echad. And these two things together, when we say every single day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, what that is that is a koilel of these two mitzvos, of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yielecha, which is the Derech of Emunah, which is koilel all the mitzvos in the Torah. That, by the way, is the secret of what the Zohar says, that when you say, through the Yerushalmi, when you say every day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, and you say Shema all the way from beginning to end, as you go along the path of Shema Yisrael, you're going to notice, and some Siddurim that actually have this, that you mention all of the Aseres Adibros. All of the Aseres Adibros are included in Shema Yisrael. The reason why that is because Shema Yisrael is really a representation of the Aseres Adibros which Bnei Yisrael received on Har Sinai. And when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, right there you have Anoichi, and the Yelcha, and the rest of the Aseres Adibros are merumas along the way of the rest of the Shalosh Parshas of Shema Yisrael. So if we have Amalek, and you have Esav and Yishmael, but really Esav and Yishmael, they're really part of a higher category called Mitzrayim. That's why the Sfarim say that the Torah says Beis Reishis, that there's two Reishis, which means that there's two fundamental principles. And connected these two principles, there's two major, what we call klipos, connected these two ideas, and that's called Mitzrayim and Amalek. Right? Mitzrayim and Amalek. That's a Mitzrayim, and Amalek is Gematria Keser, amongst many other things. Because Mitzrayim and Amalek, they're connected, the Keser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these two ratios, Beis Reishis, these two heads of klipos, because it says about Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is called Reishis, and the Amalek is called Reishis in this week's parasha, Reishis Graham Amalek. They're Reishis in the sense that they both tackle two different fundamental points of Emunah B'nai Yisrael. One is Hashem Elokeinu, and one is Hashem Echad. And that's connected this Keser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is why Mitzrayim Amalek is Gematria Keser. We spoke a little bit last week about walking the Derech of Emunah. It's important, just b'derech avoda, b'derech hashkafa, for a person to choose a derech in avodas Hashem. A person needs to know, like, what his derech is. For some people, it's Torah. For some people, it's tefillah. For some people, it's tzedakah. For some people, it's tzitzis. But like the Gemara says, that they would ask the Amoraim or the Tanaim, b'may zar tvei. What did you excel in? That's a question that every person should ask himself. What am I zaretzei? What's my nakuda? Where's my shayrish? Where do I derive my strength in avodas Hashem that it's able to touch upon everything else in which I do? There should be something which a person has a special chashivas for, a special chain for, that he considers that to be the shayrish of his avodas Hashem. What's my derech? For some people, it's Torah. Some people, it's Tefillah, other mitzvahs. David HaMelech said about himself, like we said last week, Derech Emunah Bacharti. I chose the path of Emunah. And what's unique about the path of Emunah is that the path of Emunah, it really encompasses all the other paths. A person can walk down the Derech HaTorah, he can walk down the Derech of Tefillah, and any other mitzvah which it is. When he does so, he's limited on some level to that mitzvah. The derech of emuna is a derech bechlal, that even if a person walks down the path of Torah, the path of Torah, even that takes him to emuna. Or the path of tefillah, which a person walks, that takes him to the path of emuna. No matter which path a person walks, he can see his path is leading to emuna, that all paths lead to emuna, that they all bring a person to a higher sense of emuna. We'll come back to this in Mitzvah Shem, just the more hachava. But just before we do that, let's just speak about just a prat in emuna. When we speak about emuna and what or how we can define emuna befrat, perhaps we can say that emuna is the ability of a yid to be able to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu in everything he does. When we take a look at the Torah Bechlal, a person should ask himself, like, what's the Tzad HaShav of the Torah? How do we make sense of the Torah? The fact, for example, let's begin with this week's Parsha. Parsha's Balak. And Parsha's Balak is a very interesting Parsha in the Torah. And first of all, it's named after a Rasha. Right? And secondly, as the Sfarim point out, that it's unique in that the Torah, generally speaking, it really is a, perhaps we would say, it's a perish on the life of Bnei Yisrael. Beginning with Adam, throughout, right? Nayach has to do with Bnei Yisrael, the birth of Bnei Yisrael, certainly the Avos do, and Yitzias Mitzrayim is the birth of Klal Yisrael as a nation, and Moshe coming into Eretz Yisrael. Parshas Balak is unique, in that we don't have a description of the life of Bnei Yisrael in their travels in the Midbar. We have a description of what Bilam and Balak tried to do to Bnei Yisrael, but that's not the life of Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are completely passive until the end of the Parsha when they're Chote with the Benos Moav and the Benos Midian. But other than that, it's a very passive Parsha in terms of what Klal Yisrael is all about. It seems to be like somewhat of an oddball in terms of the Parshas in the Torah. How do we make sense of that? For example, there's other Parshas in the Torah also. For example, what does Avram Avinu and Sodom have to do with Bnei Yisrael? Saving Lot have to do with Bnei Yisrael? Or the whole incident with Yehuda and Tamar? Like, why is that something which is important in the Torah, as we should know about Yehuda and Tamar? What happened there? So the truth is that there is a Tzad HaShava to everything. And that the Torah, every single aspect of Torah, has to do with following the life of David HaMelech. Following David. If we begin with Lot, or even Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon, we know, Isaiah says, Adam stands for Adam David Mashiach. If you come to Lot, we know the Mashiach is born from Lot. David HaMelech comes from Lot. As the Chazal say, Matzasi David Avdi. Hashem says in the Medrash, I found David my servant. Where did I find David? The stone. Where was David in stone? He was by Lot. Right? Lot, he takes his daughter, and they have a son called Moav, and eventually Moav has Rus, and David comes from Rus. So really, the reason why the Parsha of Lot and his daughters are essential to Torah is because if you understand Torah as being the following of the life of David HaMelech, then you also know why it's important for us to know what's going on with Lot. Even though, really, Lot is not even a Jew, per se. Nothing comes from him except Moav and Midian. But why does that matter to us? The reason why that matters is because Hashem has eyes that he's in this Torah, he's following David HaMelech. Wherever David goes, that's where the Torah goes. And the same thing is true with Yehuda and Tamar. Who comes from that? Parrots, eventually David comes from that. But the reason why we have such a detailed description of that, like we don't have by any other, the Shiduchim in Bnei Yisrael. We don't know exactly how Yosef took Asnas. Right? We don't know that. But we do know how Yaakov took Rachel. It's very detailed in the Torah. Or how Yaakov took Leah. And these things are important because Mashiach can come from there. They're very important stories. But Yehuda and Tamar is expounded upon, because David HaMelech is hiding there. And then you have a whole parak in Torah dedicated to how Yehuda and Tamar meet and what comes from that. And the same thing is true with Balak and Balaam. Why should there be a parsha of Balak and Balaam? But as the Sfarim say, the reason why is because Balak is Melech Moav. And the reason why Moab was so afraid of Bnei Yisrael, Vayagar Moab mipnei ha'am kiravhu, could be the Zohar that Tzaddikim say. Kiravhu means the reason why they were afraid of Bnei Yisrael, kiravhu, because there was a neshama of Mashiach which was hiding in Moab. And the Yidden were coming after it. The reason why that's important is because the entire discussion of Torah centers around what's going on with David. What's going on with Mashiach ben David? That's important for us to know. That's how the Mefarshim say Ben Tzipor. He's called Balak Ben Tzipor. And Ben Tzipor is Gematria Mashiach. Is it Gematria Mashiach? No, it's Tzipor. Sadi Pei. D50. C. I think Tzipor is. Tzipor with. Remember that. Mashiach is hiding in Moab. Tzipor is 376. It's 358. Oh, there is a gematria here though. It could be it's Ben Mashiach ben David, 424. Maybe that's what it is. I don't remember. We're finding David HaMelech wherever he goes.
Why is this kosher?
What?
Why is the Torah a description of David?
Because the whole tachlis of the Velt is David HaMelech, from which Mashiach comes. That's the whole tachlis. The whole tachlis of the Bria is that everybody should, there should be a moon in the world. That's exactly the point. Even Torah, which we're getting to, even Torah is a description of David HaMelech. It's the Derech HaEmuna. It's the Ish HaEmuna. David says about himself, Derech HaEmuna Bacharti. He's the man of Emuna. David is the man of Emuna. But the whole idea of David, Tzvila is really the mitzvah which embodies Emunah. So, David HaMelech, the idea of David is finding David throughout the Torah. And so, being that that's the case, finding David, that's exactly what Emunah is all about. Just like finding David is very hard to do, that Hashem says, Matzasi David Avdi, ah, I found David. I'm always keep my eye on David. Wherever he goes, I have my eye on him. That has to be the perspective of a Yid when it comes to his Emunah. This is what Emunah is all about. Then in the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his eye on the Ish Emunah, even though there's many things which are covering it up. You can't see David per se in Lot. You can't see David per se in Balak. There's a Rasha there. But Hashem says, I see beyond the cloud and the murkiness, and I'm able to see David there. I have eyes which they penetrate and they see within. That's, by the way, in this week's parasha, you have that Balak and Bilam. Bilam gives an emunah, and there's not a single Navi in the Torah which depicts Mashiach as well as Bilam does in this week's parasha. He speaks about Darach Kocha Miyakov, or Mochatz Pasei Moav, V'achriso De'oved. He's mamish prophesizing Mashiach. The Rambam says that emunah in Mashiach is mentioned in the Torah from this nevuah of Bilam, where it says, Darach Kochem Yaakov. That's the nevuah which is misnavi on Mashiach Tzidkenu. From within Bilam's nevuah, that's where you find it. That's where it is. Because when he's prophesizing about Moav, that's the in. That's the Pesach to finding David HaMelech. That's the Pesach to finding Mashiach Tzidkenu. But from here we see the entire avodah of Emunah. What Emunah means is being able to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in every situation. Just like Hashem finds David throughout all the Shmutz on top, the idea of Emunah is to be able to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu no matter where Yud goes. It's interesting, when we speak about Shavuos, which is Matan Torah, of course, we do something very interesting. We read about Megillas Rus. That's what we read on Shavuos Day. Now, why do we read about Rus on Shavuos Day? So one of the reasons is because David HaMelech was born and died on that day. And Megillas Rus is Meyachis David HaMelech. Right? Shmuel, who wrote Megillas Rus, he says, right, it says, Boaz, Holidus, Oyved, Oyved, Holidus, Yishai, V'yishai, Holidus, David. It's the very last words in Megillas Rus. Which means that the tachlis of Megillas Rus is to come to the last word, which is to find David HaMelech. If you take a look at Megillas Rus on the surface, you really find just a story about two people getting married. It's only because we know the significance of that it has chashivas, but it seems like such a trivial maisa. So who cares about Boaz meeting Rus and Ami and Elimelech dying? Like, why is this so big? There's a medrash which says that Megillah Esther, there's nothing special about it. Ein lo lo isa v'heter, ein lo lo tumah v'tahara. There's nothing there. We cannot learn no halachas from there. The Mefarshim ask, we learn certain dinim about geiras from there, but the medrash says pretty straightforward that we learn nothing from it. So why do we read it on Shavuos? This is the day of Nesinas HaTorah. The reason why we read it on the day of Nesinas HaTorah, because the entire Torah is about finding David HaMelech, keeping our eyes on David HaMelech. So even though you see a story on the surface about Rus and Boaz, which seems very trivial, at the end of the day, the very last word will tell you why it is we read Megillah Esther. You know why? Because that's where David HaMelech is. You have to look very deep. It's only till you get to the last word you find that David HaMelech has mentioned, and it's the, oh, now I know why we read Rus. Now we know why this is an important Megillah. But until you get to the last word, you really don't know. But somebody like Shmuel, who has his eyes on David HaMelech, he saw that it was fit to write about David HaMelech. And it was Shmuel who was the one that when Hashem said to him to go find the next king after Shaul, when Shmuel looked through all the children of Yishai and he couldn't find, who's the Mashiach here? Hashem says, oh, you know who the Mashiach is? It's David HaMelech. Not like you see, that you only look on the surface. Hashem roeh lelevav, I see the heart. It wasn't even easy for Shmuel himself, who was the greatest Navi, to be able to find David HaMelech, the Nakud of Mashiach. It was hidden even from him. So when we look at the Torah, it's very hard to see what's going on in the Torah. We have many things which are very confusing about Torah. Ein muktamu ma'ukhar b'Torah. There's many things which seem very odd. If this is the story of the Jewish people, then why is it written in this order, in this way? Some things we choose yes, some things not. But that's the Tzad HaShava. Tzad HaShava is Emuna. That's David HaMelech. It's being able to see the role of David HaMelech and what he's all about. That's the whole theme of the Torah. That there should be a Melech who should arise from the Jewish people, who should restore the glory of Hashem and the glory of the Jewish people, and eventually to proclaim the oneness of Hashem in the world. That's what Torah is about. And that's the association with David. It's interesting. Chukas Balak. Yeah? It's a double parasha. It's Gematria Matzasi David Avdi. I find David HaMelech. Because it's dafka in this parasha, it can be considered to be one parasha, right? Dafka within this parsha, that the whole inyan of why we have a parsha like this is because of the inyan of Matzasi David Abdi. It's to find David HaMelech. The same thing is true about Shavuos. Right? The whole inyan of Shavuos is that it's able to focus on David HaMelech. David is born then, Megillas Ros. That's the whole inyan of Shavuos. It's able to find David HaMelech. If you take David and you make a milui, what a milui is? You spell out the word. So if you spell out David, like Dalid, Lamid, Taf, yeah? And then the Vav. Vav, sometimes an Aleph, sometimes a Hey, sometimes a Yod, sometimes. And then Dalid again. So it's Gematria Atzeres Lashem Elokecha, which is a reference to Shavuos, right? The whole Indian of Atzeres, the whole Indian of Shavuos is to be able to come to David Melech. Oh, that's what David Melech is. That's what Shavuos is. That's why it's Nesinas HaTorah. Nesinas HaTorah, the giving of the Torah, the entire Tachlis is associated with David. If you separate David from the Torah, and that's not real Torah. Torah means to be able to find and include the emunah in everything which a Yid does. That's actually, by the way, what you find by the Hasidic Sfarim in general, that they have a way about themselves, the Tzaddikim and Hasidus, is that every Hasidic Sefer, they have a way, even if they're finding like Hashem and emunah and Dveikus in every single Shtikl Torah. Right, they could be talking about like Shatnitz, and then they find a way to like find a remnant in Shatnitz to emunah and Hashem. But that's the way. The way of Hasidim is, and Hasidus Bechlal, is that they have a special way when it comes to Emunah, and to the way of David HaMelech, which is the Derech of Emunah, is that everything in Torah comes back to its Shayrish, to be able to find Emunah within Torah. That's what the whole Tachlis of Torah is to bring a Yid to higher Emunah. So therefore, what they try to do is that they try to show in every single shtickle how this is a lesson on Emunah. How you can find Emunah here. That's what it means to live by Emunah. Emunah means that no matter what a Yid does in life, he finds a Kadosh Baruch Hu there. In his life. Matzasi David Avdi. Just like Hashem says, Matzasi David Avdi, I find David within everything, a Yid has to say, Matzasi Hashem. I find Hashem in everything which I do. That's the way of life that a Yid lives. It's also the Psha which the Zohar says, it says, man didain dina. If you have a dayan, v'loi ichlal bezuchus, and he can't find a schus, gara raza de mehamnusa. He makes a pagam in the secret of emunah. That's the pshat here. The Imaka Inyan is that a Dayan, he has to be able to have eyes to find Hashem and everything. If a Dayan can't find his chus in a case, so then he's lacking in Emunah, because that's the whole Inyan of Emunah. Just like in everything which there is, a person has to be able to find Hashem in everything he does in life, so too a Dayan has to have eyes like that. That everything, every case which comes before him, he has to be able to see the Nekudah of chus. And just like Hashem is the Nekudah of chus, which everything which goes on in this Bria, there's a piece of elokos in everything, so too, there's a piece of elokos, there's a piece of schos in every case that comes before a dayan. If the dayan can't see, then that's pagam in emuna, the Zohar says. Because that's what emuna is all about. Emuna is all about finding the nekudah of zechos, the nekudah of emuna, of elokos in everything which we do. That's called emuna. So therefore, if a person walks down the path of Torah, let's say, if he walks down the path of Torah, right, the path of Torah should be able to teach him to be able to find a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything which he does. Or in tefillah, everything which he does, it leads it towards emunah. Whatever mitzvah it is, it's a path which is koilel all the paths. That's what the Zohar says, Zaka ihu man de ishtadol basar mehem nusa. Praiseworthy is one that he goes after emunah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the emunah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. As it says, Achri Hashem yelchu ka'ari yishak. A person has to be mechapes emunah. That's why, by the way, the entire Torah, that's what Torah is all about. Whenever Chazal speak about halachas of Talmud Torah, for example, whether or not you can learn Torah in the Beis Lakise, they're all derived from the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You ever notice that? Shema Yisrael is from where we learn all the halachas of Talmud Torah from. Whether it's Hagisa B'Yom HaValayla, twice a day to learn Torah, twice a day, where you can learn Torah, where not to learn Torah, it's all Shema Yisrael. The reason why is because Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's the tachas of Torah. It's to bring a person to higher emunah. That's what Torah is supposed to lead a person to higher emunah. That's what Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is. This idea of emunah. A simon to the fact, we'll conclude with this, that emunah is the tachlis hatayra. Is the fact that every derech in Avodas Hashem, you can say about it that it's not fit for everybody. For example, let's say Talmud Torah. You can't expect a woman, if Talmud Torah is the Tachlis HaTorah, then there are some people who are not mitzuv in that. How could it be that Kadosh Baruch Hu would give a Tachlis of the world, a Tachlis in world, Tachlis in Welt, which is not shaykh to everyone? Everybody should become a chacham? That can't be. Like if Nachman says this, it can't be, because then everybody's missing the boat. There has to be a tachlis in this welt which is shaykh to everyone at all times. That's how Hashem works. Hashem is perfect, and perfection means that it's shaykh be'echus be'kamas. That it's perfect in how much and to who and in terms of what quality. So it's not going to be Torah, it's not going to be tefillah, it's not going to be even one mitzvah particular, because there are some mitzvahs which are shaykh to this person, not to other people. But emunah is shaykh to everybody. It's shaykh to men, to women, to the Canaan, to children. Not only that, but it's shaykh at all times of the day. A person is learning a sefer, and then he has to, let's say, go make a parnasa, or he has to go eat something. So that can't be the tachlis, because if that's the tachlis in and of itself, then why isn't it shaykh to every single moment of the day? Okay, it's shaykh. That person can be thinking in Torah all the time, but if he goes to the bathroom, it's not shaykh. Yet a person, he's davik in his emunah, even in the bathroom, he can be davik in his emunah. There's nothing which can take a person away from his being mamin every second of the day, no matter where he is or whatever time of day it is. It's not true. But anything else other than that. So the only thing which really we can see about it, that it's shalim in its echus and in its kamus, b'nefesh and bizman and b'makom, that's emunah. That's the shah which we say, the la'asalavo, that umal ha'aretz deyas Hashem kemayim layam chasim. That it'll be everywhere. Deyas Hashem will be mamish everywhere. And even to all walks of life. And even to Goyim. Emun is shaykh even to Goyim. Talmud Torah is not shaykh even to Goyim. But Hashem in His perfection, perfection means that it's perfect bein b'kamos and bein b'eichas. That's why it's a similar davar as to why Emun is l'tachlis hakol. It's l'tachlis hakol because it's shaykh on every level, always, to all people at all times. Which can't be said about anything else. And in terms of why that is, it's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a relationship. He wants a relationship with each person. But the Torah was given, the Zohar says, begin to ishtamoidin life, that Hashem wants to be known. Like we say, Ataharis ladask, Hashem hu lakim, ein ein milvadai. Hashem wants to be known. He wants us to know Him. Talmud Torah is at the core of that, because Talmud Torah is all about knowing Hashem. You can't possibly know Hashem properly without learning Torah. Learning Torah is the study of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the study of knowing Him. Every single mitzvah is considered to be an aver of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the study of Hashem. Even things which we don't even realize that it's the study of Hashem, it's still the study of Hashem. Of course, Pnimis HaTorah has more of a connection to that, because Pnimis HaTorah is mamish the study of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of the Achdus Hashem. But Talmud Torah is at the core of that, of knowing Hashem, and that's the Tachlis HaKol. It's to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means that Hashem is Echad. Right? Understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who He is, that's what the study of Torah is. So therefore, when a person is learning Torah, that could be the Maderech Emunah. If a person is davening, it's not just that I should have Parnasa. That's also to come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a kasher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when a person gives tzedakah, he can do tzedakah, even Masu Matan, Parnasa during the day. Right? That's all still shaykh to emunah. Fakir, that's when a person shtags most in emunah. When a person closes his sefer and he has to go into the nisyonos of life, that's also a sefer of emunah. The nisyonos means that a person is toiling in emunah. It's constant throughout the day. And the fact that it's so constant shows that that's really what life is about. Life is about walking the derech of emunah. That's what David Melech says, derech emunah bacharti. It wasn't to the exclusion of all the other paths. It means that whatever that a person takes in life, that he realizes about it, that this is my nekuda, if he channels it towards emunah, and he looks to gain more emunah, more relationship, more yediyah Hashem in that path, that's also called derech emunah bacharti. And that's why David HaMelech is called the Melech. He's the king of all of Bnei Yisrael. Because his path is koil all the paths of Bnei Yisrael, just like Melech is koil kol ha'am. But you can't say about David that it's the exclusion of anything. And David HaMelech's path includes all the paths. Because all the paths, yes, they have a nekuda of yechidus, of pratiyus, but they all walk with derech emunah. Like we say, Kol ha'nechalim holchem el hayam. All the nechalim and come to the yam. Right? And that yam is the derech of David, which is the derech of emunah. Hashem shmi mezakas to be able to walk down the derech of emunah, to shtag in emunah, to be zeche, to see the ultimate kim of the gilui and emunah mishiach, to hear me'er v'meinu amen. No, I don't know what happened.